Day three of the Madison Sprinkle Apocalypse. Today, Sprinkle could be seen wearing the most ugly jacket that I've ever seen. It's blue and yellow and like green, and it's disgusting, and I hate it. And he's wearing like a shirt with like a coral plant on it, and it's ugly. And he's like, he's lost all sense of self-decency. He's actually making good jokes. Something serious is going on now. NASA is seen wearing a t-shirt and walking over to Squago and talking to him. He has been heard making noises of the kind we've never heard. Like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like it's like a mating call or something. But he's a human. Yeah. Right now, Madison is currently doing stuff, and she's right next to Spago, and they're always together. It's absolutely freaking ridiculous. They're always together. It's like, where even is this mic? I just shout. Am I just shouting at my crowbar?
You're a gay answer.
That was a wild. But Steven, yeah, he has been impacted. How have you been impacted by the Ryan Madison apocalypse? Oh crap, I need to go! Start. Wait, it's recording! This is day four of the apocalypse. Maybe the non-apocalypse. They've broken up after Madison gave Ryan's plague a love heart.
It was too much for Ryan.
He cracked. He dumped Madison later that very same day. The crowd rejoiced as the couple died. The rising agony of the heartbreak made Madison run away and cry. She is also supremely annoyed at me because I'm kind of annoying. I mean, like, only sort of. But the Madison apocalypse, Madison Spago apocalypse has ended. But at what cost? Right. He is currently so freaking salty, he won't even talk to me. Like, at all. It's ridiculous. And he's still wearing that. He stopped wearing that horrible clothes, which I guess means he's okay, but like, it can't make good jokes to be sensible anymore. Like, he's back to being Ryan Squig and humping people, but whatever. So, Romney! Here's Romney, a survivor of the Madison Squig apocalypse.
There's no
heck. Oh, it was bad. I was down on my knees. I was down on my knees begging him to stop. Begging him.
But
did they listen? Did they listen? No. So, then one day, that fateful day, Ryan broke up with Madison. The apocalypse was over. The storm had passed.
But at what cost? We'll report later on more effects. Actually, maybe now. Just report later when the time comes up. Goodbye. Archer Herrick, Madison Apocalypse.